도시에다 남진하시겠다 까마카시스 건데.
So as usual, we'll spend the next couple of minutes to meditate. Obeisance to my Guru and protector Manjushri, who holds this heart as negative facts, symbolic of seeing all things as they are. Who understanding shines forth as the sun and clouded by defilements, all traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You, whose dragon thunder proclamation of Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, carrying away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of the Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of the Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, all living one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness, enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight into the Buddha's words and texts to explain them. Om Arabhatsana Dhyamadana.
Question, just ask one. Yeah, if you have question, just one.
So in the section of the person of medium capacity, through reflecting on the Four Noble Truths and the 12 links of dependent arising, then one develops a wish, a thought to definitely want to be liberated or to get out of cyclic existence. When reflecting on the Four Noble Truths, thinking well about the truth of suffering is very important. Yeah, and the truth or the true suffering primarily refers to the contaminated, appropriated physical and mental aggregates. Yeah, right. These aggregates by nature are impermanent and are subject to having been subject to have arisen from karma and afflictions, and therefore they are in the nature of suffering. So as long as we continue to possess to get a contaminated physical and mental aggregates, since it's in the nature of suffering, you know, then as long as we are not freed from it, then we will continue to experience suffering. So therefore, there's no choice but to be free from these aggregates.
Yeah.
This is the essence, isn't it? Yeah? Seeing suffering in the context of having these contaminated and physical aggregates which are in the nature of suffering, you know, which is likened to being, you know, putting your hand, you know, in fire, or, you know, getting stuck in fire. You know? If you're in that situation, you want to be, you know, separate yourselves from the fire, isn't it? So likewise, you know, by seeing the nature of the contaminated physical and mental aggregates seeing that how they're in the nature of suffering, then one develops a wish to be free from them. Reflecting on the 12 links of dependent arising is also another method, you know, for to develop a desire to be free from cyclic existence, isn't it? By reflecting on from how the 12 links starts from ignorance and then ending with aging and death, and seeing how that cycle is endless in itself, right? You know, by seeing that, then one develops a wish to be freed from samsara.
Oh, toxine. That tanda nyambo sa soso samlo tanya la kibu dinje kanga denshi ge thone ani kwa la nyabu chungdo lo kandi shi kigu do diyang soso samlo tangwa ya chik an tende ala junyi samlo tangche kwa la nyabu chungdo lo kandi shi kigu do toxine soso samlo tangche.
So what you have to do individually is to see for yourselves, you know, how by reflecting on the Four Noble Truths, you are able to develop a wish, you know, to be freed from cyclic existence. Likewise, you know, how from your side, you know, by thinking about the 12 links of dependent arising, how is it that, you know, that reflection will help you develop that wish to be freed, yeah, from samsara? Yeah. So you'd be good if you can write out your thoughts on this. You know, sometimes when you think about it, you know, you kind of ask yourself, you know, because here we are in still in the learning process, right? So you have to see, you know, for yourself, you know, how, you know, hey, when I reflect on the Four Noble Truths, you know, then, you know, oh, you know, this process, you know, how it helps me to develop a wish to be free from cyclic existence. Likewise, you know, for the 12 links,
yeah.
So in the section of the person of a medium capacity, right? This is the point is the section is to help to develop a mind of definite emergence, a mind definitely wanting to be to escape or to be free from a cyclic existence. And in particular, it is thinking of one's own situation, how one is stuck in samsara and developing a wish for oneself. Yeah. Well, yeah, one thinking about one's how one is stuck in samsara. So here in the Lamrim, after one has developed well the mind of renunciation or the mind definitely wishing to emerge from cyclic existence, then one is then led into the path of a person of great capacity, isn't it? One is led into training in the practices of a person of great capacity, yeah. Yeah, so one does not, you know, on the basis of generating renunciation, then here in this context, one is not encouraged or led into the cultivating the three higher trainings with the goal of achieving liberation, right? So of course, on the basis of developing renunciation, determination to be free from cyclic existence, on the basis of one trains or one practices the three higher trainings, and one can achieve liberation from samsara, isn't it? And once you achieve liberation, and then there's no turning back, it's irreversible, yeah? Yeah. However, in the Lamrim, it is not taught, yeah, like that, right?
Oh, Tokshini, that Junzen Yungbo Karsena, that the Midigati, that Namsanta, Nijung Lodje, Anichi, that Labasum Lobje, Talpa Tobaina, Tesam Midigwaris, 또 치바 있는 미대 균센식 가서나 탈바지 터바 있나요? 다 가서래. 균 탐지 세요 말했어. 다 돈다 뒤죽고요 말했어. 탈바지 터바 온도 따나요? 균 탐지는 세바지 말해. 연대 탐지는 터바 말했어. 다 랑통에 탈칭이요 말했어. 랑대 탈마치 말했어. 신대 탈칭 뭐 치도고 말했어. 어 균센 딘대게 통해 라보스면 라보세.
Yeah, so in the Lamrim, after one has developed determination to be free, renunciation, one is not led into the practice of the three higher trainings with the intention of achieving liberation, isn't it? Right? Right? So, why is it the case? Because even if you do achieve liberation through such a process, you know, on the basis of having the determination to be free, you practice the three higher trainings, even if you do achieve liberation, you still have not exhausted all the faults. You have not acquired every single good quality that you can possibly acquire. So from the perspective of your own interests, you have not even fulfilled your own interests 100%. And because you have not fulfilled your own welfare, you will not be able to perfectly fulfill the welfare of others.
That don't know what it is. That doesn't do it. That love doesn't love it. Doesn't do it. Toba inaya. That you're the young soya matters. You and them just say a matters. Tadu, Anishi, Tapacho Malam, the Chukukuyaris.
Yeah, so even if one achieves liberation from cyclic existence, still one's elimination of faults is incomplete. One's acquisition or attainment of good qualities is still incomplete. Yeah, right. And still after achieving liberation, still. Someday, you still have to enter the minor path. So, the intelligent ones enter the Mahayana after they have developed determination to be free.
Oh, Tukchina, that on that. This Chimbaina, that's Anishi Katar, Rondo Yonsu Zopala, Nuro Chai, Shingitun, Shinto Tajima Chela, Nuro Chai. What he put
it? Because if one enters the Mahayana after one has developed the determination to be free, renunciation, right? Then your own aims, your own goals will be achieved. Quicker. Similarly, you'll be able to achieve the aims of others quicker.
The
essence is that if you're on the basis of generating renunciation, the determination to be free, and then if you enter the minor path, you will be quicker to accomplish your own aims and complete your own aims. And because you fulfill your own aims to the fullest extent, then you are in the position to fulfill the aims of others in the perfect way. Yeah. So basically, your goals and the goals of others will be fulfilled much more quicker than if you practice the three higher trainings and then achieve liberation. Because even after achieving liberation, you will have to come a day where you have to enter the Mahayana, right? So it takes a much longer time anyway, right?
Oh, today is that. At the same, at the same time, Chedan that day, that Kazushwana, that Kibu Dinge Kala, that Rangyu Gitunga Same, Rang Tunga Gennatsu Same, Rang Kho Kotsu Same, at this same time, that Nijungu Lu Kiki Yore. Taka Nangshinji, that Rang Kho La Kho La Kho Nangshin, Semjin Shin Yang Sa, Kho La Kho La, Jikpa Yiba, Dinde Samla Tangne, Rang Tengdu Kang Samba Dingi Shin Deng La Pyochi. That, and it, Karaswara, that,
So in the for a person of a medium capacity, that person thinks about how he or she is suffering in cyclic existence and how he or she is continues to circle in cyclic existence, isn't it? Yeah. But in the But if you shift the focus to others, thinking of how others are like one, suffering in cyclic existence, and how they are also circling in cyclic existence, then this becomes also a method to develop great compassion.
Yeah. That tine
I'm reading from the Lamrim Chenmo translation, but now we are in volume 2 already. If you haven't realized by now, it's volume 2, you know? I see a lot of you having volume 1, yeah? After such extended meditation on the faults of cyclic existence from various perspectives, you will see all of cyclic existence as a pit of blazing fire, then you will be completely consumed with the desire to achieve liberation, the elimination of suffering and the afflictions. If you learn the path of the three precious training, you will attain liberation, which is free of cyclic existence and is indeed irreversible, unlike the glory of higher status within cyclic existence. However, your elimination of faults and attainment of good qualities will be incomplete. Thus, you will not have accomplished your own aims and can only accomplish the purposes of others in a limited way. Eventually, a Buddha will exhort you and you will have to enter the Mahayana. Because of this, intelligent persons should enter the Mahayana from the beginning. As Ayasura's Compendium of the Perfection says, once you have abandoned forever the two lower vehicles, which possess no power to provide the welfare of the world, enter the vehicle which the conqueror Shakyamuni compassionately taught. This consists only of helping others.
What to the Tirisha, that on the new botile, that ticket that Casuasta. You should look at Tineta, Tapachimba Lambda Juna, Namsa Tapachimba Lambda Juna Yakaris, that to some your new bota.
So the essence of what was read out is basically this, yeah. After you have generated renunciation, which is the determination to be free, right, from cyclic existence, then you'll be much better if you then enter the Mahayana right away. Any questions pertaining to this?
시대 자그마로 표시 접사를 고기 고쳤다.
You understood what was said, right? So far.
What did you do? That cinema, that shingi, that such a thing, they now must that. You should not let it do. Shingi turned to us, chamber of rubber, says to that, such a thing. Chamber of rubber, tetuba, says to that.
So, in the root text on page 132, so there are these small notes, yeah, which are by Chijang Rinpoche, right? So the small notes, additional notes or outlines by Chijang Rinpoche, yeah. So there it says number two, accomplishing the welfare of others because it is worthy of great beings to accomplish it.
What is one of the tenants? Tenant given them the water. The part of you, so the nation, the Kudu Chavala, Chavaris, London, some of the Mipan, to know the Tumon, the Chiru, teachers, Chambonam, Chimon, Shingi Pendit, Taji to show in the shooting list, Shinding, the Dinama, the Los Angeles.
So I think there's a little bit of a problem with the translation on for that, right? Is the happiness and magnificence of beings, a being is capable of it. I have absolutely no idea what it means in the root text, right? So that's quite a fatal error. Yeah, seriously, I mean, that one you really have to put a note. So the Lamrim Chenmo translation says, here, you should use a great person's joy, charisma, and strength to shoulder the responsibility of others' welfare. For focusing only on your own welfare is a trait shared even with animals. Consequently, the fundamental orientation of a great person is to focus solely on achieving the happiness and benefit of others. And then there's this quotation from Chandra Gomin's letter to a student, right?
What in the shak tatunda de la karsana da shingit turn to bedi, that chimbos rubber is that. That on the tissue, that round turn to bedi, got the chimbos edi, maris, that got the gibu chimbos edi, that shingit turn to bedata, teaching that gibu chimbosai, round turn chibu dreddy, turn to the tomorrow's. What is some way in Buddha?
So, this paragraph is saying that is, it is to accomplish or to work for the happiness of others is the mark of a great person. Is the purpose, is what defines a great person, yeah. Yeah. Okay? Whereas working for one's own interest is something that animals also do, yeah. It is worthy of beings and the wise to toil and strive for the goal of protecting others from suffering. Yeah? So the quotation, domestic animals eat a mouthful of easily found grass, and when tormented by great thirst, they happily drink water they find. Hence, here those who make an effort at working for the welfare of others do so out of charisma, joy, and surpassing strength. The sun's great rays shine everywhere, traveling like a horse-drawn chariot. The ground supports the world without calculating the burden. Such is the nature of persons of great capacity who lack any self-interest. They are consumed with whatever brings happiness and benefit to the world. One who sees beings tormented by the above-mentioned suffering and who hasten to act for their welfare, it is called a person of great capacity and adept.
Capacity.
Yeah. Adept, yeah. That means skilled, wise, right?
Or, Otoxin, that on the Yambo Takasana, that again, sir. Ben a shingi, shing, do a shingi to my tongue, and it's a carcina. Tell it, Jobber Chibi, Chidu, that's some batting as your wa. That take up that Gibus, the children that Nubadan Demas says, that on that on that team were it. That Captain Nubadan Demas, that Gib said it, conditional cigars and a cup they said it, Shin Dungal, now a tongue. Tell a gibbet to do something in Shara. Or tell a gibbet, nobody ever said. Keba said, till I said, or the new things.
So, here in this context, what is considered to be a skilled person or adept or a great person? A great person or an adept here in this context is someone who strives to eliminate. The suffering of others, yeah, of sentient beings. Yeah. So such a person is called a person of great capacity, and adept, a skilled, a wise person, right?
What in the shah that dine shibas ta rangshingi ten tamje jubi lamla jukdu yobra towa kiti jukoba seshtu such a la.
Then the small notes, point number four. Having generated delight that there exists an entrance to the path that accomplishes all your own and others' welfare, then you need to enter it.
What is that? That on that this one, that in a man. Teachers, Ranshingi, but Tamjig, Kuba Tamjas, man, Kebeki, Kunji, Lam Chim, Tongda, Teneki, and Dog Kunji, Sus, Jubas.
Therefore, the Mahayana is the origin of all the good of self and others, the medicine that alleviates all troubles, the great path traveled by all the knowledgeable persons, nourishment for all beings who see, hear, remember, and come into contact with, and that which has the great skill in means that engages you in others' welfare and thereby indirectly achieves your welfare in its entirety. One who enters it thinks, wonderful, I have found what I am looking for. Enter this supreme vehicle with all of the strength of an excellent person that you have. So someone who is able to enter into the Mahayana by generating bodhicitta, right? Someone who is able to enter the Mahayana right after they have developed renunciation, the determination to be free, this person then is really very, very fortunate. And by accomplishing, by working for the welfare of others, then that his or her own aims gets fulfilled by the way.
Oh, that in the lam chabar chana, that tambo and juktu, that ma karsanta, that nijum kesha, that in the lam juktu yoba, they want to cover some place, that on the name of the sumeto.
So I guess basically the essence is that, having an opportunity to enter into such a path after developing renunciation is really something very wondrous, I mean, very fortunate, yeah. So because of the reasons mentioned earlier, then one can see why it is why one would be considered to be very fortunate if you enter into the Mahayana after you have developed renunciation, right? Rather than, you know, going on by rather than training in the three higher trainings and to achieve our liberation, right? So, after having said this, then how does one actually generate bodhicitta, or the spirit of enlightenment? Okay. So there's three parts to it. Showing that developing the bodhicitta is the only entrance to the Mahayana. How to develop this spirit of enlightenment, this bodhicitta. And then the third is how to learn the bodhisattva deeds after developing the spirit of enlightenment. So the first one, showing that developing bodhicitta is the only entrance into the to the Mahayana, right? So as it is necessary to enter the Mahayana, so given that you should enter the Mahayana in the above mentioned manner, so what is the entrance here? So the conqueror, the Buddha, taught that there are no Mahayana vehicles other than the perfection vehicle and the tantra vehicle. Whichever of these two you enter, the only entrance is bodhicitta. The Mahayana mind generation is the entrance to the Mahayana. Developing bodhicitta, in other words, yeah, is the entrance to the Mahayana.
That tindege ani si tapach ani pena chanju simdi ani chanju simdi yobaina kasati tapachimbo joe chanju simdi mebaina yunde kandiji yenaya tapachimbo kundu tsu musue pare.
So if one has bodhicitta, one has developed this bodhicitta, then one becomes a Mahayanist. If one doesn't have bodhicitta, one does not become a Mahayanist. One does not enter into the ranks of the Mahayanist, regardless of what other qualities one may have.
Tekshenpa choklas, teta nam tawa na tonyi toba suki yuante jiye jang
Once you have generated a bodhicitta in your mind, you are recognized as a Mahayana practitioner, even though you may not have generated any other good quality. When you separate from this mind, no matter what other good qualities you may have, such as the knowledge of emptiness, etc., you lapse from the Mahayana, falling to the level of a Shravaka and the light. This point is taught in many Mahayana scriptures and is also proved by reason. The initial entrance into the Mahayana is determined by the development of this mind alone. So basically, what is the line that distinguishes a Mahayanist from someone who is not a Mahayanist? It is basically bodhicitta. Yeah. So if one has bodhicitta, then one is a Mahayanist. Without bodhicitta, then one does not become a Mahayanist. Bodhicitta is developed, you know, right away one becomes the conqueror's child, the child of the Buddha. And this person who has just newly developed bodhicitta will outshine even the four destroyers who have eliminated all afflictions and are liberated from samsara. Yeah. So the initial entrance into the Mahayana is determined by the development of this mind alone. A subsequent departure from the Mahayana is determined by its laws alone. Yeah. Hence, being a Mahayana practitioner or not is contingent upon the existence or non-existence of this spirit, this mind. You become a conqueror's child immediately after generating this spirit. Yeah. So in the life of Maitreya, this text here, speaks of persons being bodhisattvas if they have this spirit, even though they have not trained in the bodhisattva deeds. O child of good lineage, although a precious diamond breaks, it still outshines all special ornaments of gold. It does not lose its name, precious diamond, and it still removes all poverty. O child of good lineage, similarly, those who have developed the precious diamond, which is the spirit of enlightenment and the aspiration to omniscience, although they lack its application, still outshines all the golden ornaments which are the good qualities of the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas. They do not lose the name Bodhisattva, and they still remove all the poverty of cyclic existence.
That rangi tepa chimbo tato tsuba chi kukres diswa inpare.
So next the text talks about the importance of the person who is practicing to be a Mahayanist, and not so much the Dharma that he or she is practicing to be Mahayana.
Oh, tena that is one tenas da chut tepa chimbo because tejembe chimbe michoji kansade tejembo chuba chi kalchaba os tejembo chaba ya chanju simila ralebe na simde koa samne mena tejeba ya tedang da simde singe sangwa chi yona tejeba ya namda chi wa tila beba cha os.
Therefore, it is not sufficient that the teaching be a Mahayana teaching. It is crucial that a person be a Mahayana practitioner. Furthermore, functioning as a Mahayana practitioner depends solely on realizing bodhicitta. Hence, if you have only an intellectual understanding of this mind, then you will likewise have only an intellectual understanding of what it means to be a Mahayana practitioner. If the spirit is completely perfect, then the Mahayana practitioner is genuine. So strive for this.
That is that cinema, that Sanjay, that's been a persona. That on that cinema, sweating, but that on that teacher, a sweaty, then a Sanjay, double check, you need, you mesh, that on that. What is weird? Robot, then a Sanjay, a tapshin, Kokuyo, Tapan Shadow.
Then the text goes on to explain how method and wisdom are the causes for achieving full enlightenment, yeah, to become a Buddha. So the method here is said to be bodhicitta, and the wisdom refers to the wisdom realizing emptiness. Yeah. So these are the two causes to achieve full enlightenment. So these are the two causes for achieving full enlightenment, method and wisdom. Bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness. Why is this so? Because by depending on the accumulation of the collection of merit, one achieves the form body, and through the accumulation of the collection of wisdom, one achieves the truth body.
What to see? So, Chidan's not to see that Sanjay could dwell Tapshini or Tidequay, but that didn't cup the dots or smite the Katasana, that Tapicha, and it changed you, Sim Sadi, Sanjay Dubegi.
So in general, so these are the two causes for achieving full enlightenment, isn't it? Yeah, right. Method and wisdom. Method here refers to bodhicitta, right? Yeah, which is loosely translated as the altruistic intention, right? To achieve enlightenment or the spirit of enlightenment, yeah. So here, bodhicitta here is likened to be the seed of enlightenment. Seed. The seed of enlightenment.
Oh, Tukshini. Tani, Karasana, Ta Tonyi Tobi Sharap Sedi, Ani Ko Sanje Dube Gita, Sabuna Shimares, Ko Tumoye Gures, Takarsena, Tako Nindugi, Aniji Nindugi, and Top Down Sundu Tawaina, Nindugi Changi to Juru to Head. Robot Ranjagi Top Down Jason Yaman Chabaina, that Ranjagi Changu Juru to Head, 다 chanju simji simbe chan shabay na thakpa chimbu gyuru chaya ta tunyi tabi sharab se na thakpa sumge thumay gyu chaya chi chanju sim se na ta sanje kwane gyu chaya chi sabu na shin chaya wa tiba.
So bodhicitta is like the seed of enlightenment, whereas wisdom realizing emptiness is not the seed. Wisdom realizing emptiness is a general cause is a general cause of the three types of enlightenment. So depending on what kind of mind is conjoined with, yeah. So conjoined with renunciation, the mind, the wisdom realizing emptiness becomes a cause for either hearer's enlightenment or Pratyeka Buddha's enlightenment. But when the wisdom realizing emptiness is conjoined with bodhicitta, then it becomes a cause of full enlightenment. So the wisdom realizing emptiness is a general cause of enlightenment, yeah. But it is bodhicitta that is like the seed of enlightenment. Without bodhicitta, one cannot achieve enlightenment,
right? Anishi neki sabun tingi ta neki geche ju tumoma ima chakarwa rawa ani ti chu dang lu dang chue se di o tumo ju cha pe ti na shin o sung yo re.
It's very similar to the analogy given here, right? A barley seed is the specific cause, yeah, of a barley sprout. It's a specific cause, whereas the fertilizer, the water, the right temperature, and so forth, they are only the general causes, yeah, for a barley sprout, yeah, not the specific cause of a barley sprout.
That don't die. That sanje ju, that sabu na shin, that sanje ju, that sabu na shin ye di, that chanju sim de res.
So just like a barley seed is the specific cause of a barley sprout, then bodhicitta is the seed of enlightenment. Yeah.
Sanje chuje matangs ani anteje na mabani pasabunda dame to bishani mata prosunde pena pa hoje mi che matangs ma pela ni ani puna sa che watmo jiyo shino so ti patrisha da lokshana.
So in regard to this, the array of stocks sutra says, O child of good lineage, the spirit of enlightenment is like the seed of all the Buddha's qualities. Because you must fully comprehend this statement, I will explain it. When water, manure, warmth, earth, etc., combine with a rice seed, they act as the causes of a rice sprout. If they combine with the seeds of wheat, peas, etc., they act as the causes of these types of sprouts. Therefore, these factors are the general causes of sprouts. But it is impossible for a barley seed, though it combines with those conditions, to be the cause of a sprout of rice and so on. Thus, a barley seed is the specific cause of a barley sprout, and the water, manure, and so forth that are linked with the seed becomes the general causes of the barley sprout. Likewise, the spirit of unsurpassed enlightenment is like the seed, the specific cause among the general causes of the sprout of Buddhahood. The wisdom that knows emptiness is the general cause of the three types of enlightenment, just as water, manure, etc. are the general causes of sprout. Hence, Maitreya Sublime Continuum also states that aspiration to the supreme vehicle is the seed, wisdom is the mother for generating the Buddha qualities. Thus, the spirit of enlightenment is like the seed of the father, and the wisdom which knows selflessness is like the mother. For example, since a dependent father cannot have a boy who is Indian, Mongolian, and so forth, and maybe Singaporean also, it's a specific cause of the child's lineage, whereas a dependent mother can give birth to a variety of boys, and is therefore the general cause of a child. Yeah. You want to complain, is it?
That's your door. Yeah? Any question there? Other question.
So the bodhicitta is likened to the father, yeah. And the wisdom realizing emptiness is likened to the mother. So as long as you know that bodhicitta is the specific cause of enlightenment, whereas the wisdom realizing emptiness is not a specific cause, then I think sufficient, right? So next the text goes on to explain how the Mahayana and the Hinayana are not differentiated by view but by conduct. And the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas also depend on wisdom. For the protector Nagarjuna in the praise of the perfection of wisdom says, the path of liberation upon which the Buddhas, Pratyeka Buddhas and Shravakas definitely rely is just this. It is certain that there are no others. Perfection of wisdom is the mother of both the Hinayana and Mahayana disciples, for it is also spoken of as mother. Consequently, do not distinguish Hinayana and Mahayana by the wisdom that knows emptiness, but by the spirit and the greatly effective bodhisattva deeds. Nagarjuna's precious garland says, since the aspirational prayers, deeds, and complete dedications of the bodhisattva are not explained in the Shravaka vehicle, how then could you become a bodhisattva through it? Thus, he says that you differentiate these vehicles not by philosophical views but by deeds. If in this way even the wisdom that knows emptiness is not specifically Mahayana path, it goes without saying that there are other shared paths as well. So the Hinayana and the Mahayana are not differentiated by the view. Yeah. The Hinayana and Mahayana are not differentiated by the wisdom realizing emptiness. Of course, the Mahayana. And the Mahayanist needs the wisdom realizing emptiness. But in order to become, in order to realize, to actualize the enlightenment of hearers and the pratikas, you also need the wisdom realizing emptiness. Yeah. So in order to achieve the enlightenment of the three vehicles, you need the wisdom realizing emptiness. In order to achieve the enlightenment of the three vehicles, you need the wisdom of realizing emptiness. Why? Because in order to achieve any of these three enlightenments, you need to abandon the afflictions. In order to abandon the afflictions, you have to abandon the root of the afflictions, which is apprehension of a self. In order to abandon the apprehension of a self, you need the wisdom realizing emptiness. So this is the reason why you need the wisdom realizing emptiness to achieve enlightenment of any enlightenment, whether it's the hearers, pratikas, Buddhas, or the Bodhisattva vehicle.
Oh, Tukshine, that on the new Botire, Sada Tapa Chijung of Sini, and it's to need to die upon him, Sheba, so and Jubekun chairs, that on the Tisma, that Jobasta, Chanju Semda, and it did that Chanju Sem Joba Chindru Loba, you make a chane, that Tapa Chet of Chung City, Tigun, Tapa Chip, this or Tisungure.
So the Hinayana and Mahayana are not differentiated by the view, but by the deeds. Yeah. So it's determined by whether there is bodhicitta together with the accompanying bodhisattva deeds. Yeah. Okay. Anything you want to clarify?
You have no question on this topic? Huh? I ask you what? If you don't have, I ask you.
For the Hinayanist, the method and wisdom aspect would be renunciation and the wisdom realizing emptiness. So the mind that is conjoined is renunciation, the mind of renunciation conjoined with the wisdom realizing emptiness. However, for the Mahayana vehicle, the mind that is conjoined with wisdom realizing emptiness is bodhicitta. But in order to reach there, the Mahayana is necessary, needs to generate the mind of renunciation. So my question is this mind of renunciation also conjoined with the mind of bodhicitta? So if it is conjoined with bodhicitta, how to say, the both of these will be the main minds, or is only the bodhicitta that is asserted to be the main mind?
Main mind is in, not the mental factor, right?
That's right.
Main mind is in. Main mind is not the most important mind. It is a philosophical term. As opposed to mental factor, there's the main mind. So same, you see, principle.
So I'm just trying to locate where renunciation is for the Mahayanist. Where is it? Yeah, because it seems like there's a main mind. Yeah, sorry.
Inside.
Look, sounds very funny. Sounds very funny, but if I try to look for it, I mean not the emptiness type of looking for it. Yeah, try to assert where this mind of renunciation is. With respect to the main mind of bodhicitta.
Okay.
That's my question.
So it's either basically whether you can have renunciation and bodhicitta together, or once you have bodhicitta, the renunciation is go somewhere else, subsume under bodhicitta, or it is standing on its own. I think basically about that.
That's a
yeah. So, the determination to be free, I prefer this word, determination to be free. I think people are sick of the word renunciation, right? People hear the word, I mean, they're sian already, right? Yeah. So anyway, nyejung is a determination to be free, actually. The determination to be free and bodhicitta are separate minds. So, a person who has bodhicitta would have renunciation. The mind is there. It will be difficult to posit a person who has bodhicitta, but you know, without you know the determination to be free. Yeah. So. So bodhicitta is a main mind, but the determination to be free, if you think about it, it is essentially an aspiration, right? Dumba, we say.
Dumba mandos.
I would think that it is an aspiration. That's the thing. Because, aspiration is necessary. Yeah, it's a mental factor, right? Hey, microphone.
So this determination to be free can either be a main mind or a mental factor. It's a main mind for the Hinayanist and a mental factor for the Mahayanist. The determination, so for the Hinayanist, then what should be the main mind for him?
What's the main mind?
Yeah. Because I'm just looking from the point of view of bodhicitta being the main mind for the Mahayanist, and then you conjoin with the mental factor of
wisdom.
I think it's clearer if we talk about the seed or the method. So what is, just as we talk about the seed of enlightenment, the method for enlightenment, then what would be the seed or the method for achieving a hearer's enlightenment, for example?
This question,
What is the method for someone who is desiring liberation? What is the just as bodhicitta is the seed of Buddhahood, what is the seed of, you could say, arhathood? Yeah,
so you have deposit a seed for hearer's enlightenment and a seed for what do you call that? Solitary realizer's enlightenment, the Pratyeka Buddha.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody else? Two attempts at renunciation, then who else?
No, desire for liberation?
Yeah, quick. You're a man.
Is there a cause that is like a seed for the hearers and solitary realizers and enlightenment?
If you have, then give the example. Venerable Sutta. Liberation.
What is the seed? What is the cause that is like the seed for hearer's enlightenment? What is the cause that is like the seed for a solitary realizer's enlightenment?
He's falling asleep. Renunciation. Okay. Yeah, Cecilia. Yeah. Hapsing. So that means same as renunciation? Or different? Same. Okay.
Renunciation.
Liberation. So if you say it's renunciation, if you say renunciation, isn't renunciation the common cause for all three enlightenments? Even to achieve full enlightenment, you still need renunciation, right?
Yeah, missing, then we all said it.
Isn't renunciation the general cause for all three enlightenments?
Yeah, include Hapjin also, yeah. Sikkim also, yeah.
Isn't the determination to be free imprint very difficult to get rid of? The renunciation just comes out. Isn't the determination to be free the general cause for all three enlightenments? You got the question, right? Isn't renunciation the general cause of all three enlightenments? So you have one seed that can produce three different results. Okay. Oh, you just got it.
Nijung dreme to atta, then you bought that.
The point is, it is not renunciation, isn't it?
What you say, renunciation is correct or not correct? Huh? No, no, those people who said, you didn't say that.
So, you must say correct. You must say correct.
What do you mean, no publish?
So the point is, if you say it's renunciation, then a bit difficult, right? Yeah. So then what do you have to posit? Huh? You said desire for liberation, is it?
Hmm? You must think carefully what you're saying, yeah? What do you say?
Oh, self-liberation. So it is the uncommon cause of, or the specific cause of which enlightenment? Which is, of which there are two, right? Oh, two enlightenments, right? So then what's the difference between those two? So is the cause a common cause of the two or a specific cause of each? So I would think that it would be correct, you would be all right to say what Qing said. Yeah? The renunciation that is conjoined with a desire to achieve the hearer's enlightenment would be the uncommon cause for the hearer's enlightenment. Then the renunciation or determination to be free that is conjoined with the desire to achieve the solitary realizer's enlightenment will be the uncommon cause for the solitary realizer's enlightenment. So I guess it should be okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm saying that it seems okay to posit this, right? But it's something we have to think about. Yeah. So next is an explanation of how to generate the bodhicitta. Yeah? So there's three parts. So the stages of training in bodhicitta, the measure of its development, the way to take it through a ritual. So the first one, the training based on the seven cause and effect personal instructions in the lineage descended from the great elder Lathatisha, and the training which is based on the lineage coming from Shantideva, the son of the
conquerors.
네 마다 시와는 수많은 신의 다신님제의 권이 찬주 섬주하니 어떻게 시용되어야 되셔.
So these are the two instructions for developing bodhicitta. So one is a training that is based on the seven. It's usually commonly we've been used to hearing the sevenfold, right? The sevenfold cause and effect instruction, which has come from Lama Tisha. And the other one is the instruction of exchanging self and with others, coming from the Bodhisattva and the great Shantideva.
Yeah.
So we'll first look at the training that is based on the seven cause and effect personal instructions in the lineage descended from Lama Tisha. So first there's a summary or presentation of these seven. The seven causes and effects are this bodhicitta, from which perfect Buddhahood arises. This spirit of mind comes from the wholehearted resolve. Okay? So seven comes from six, wholehearted resolve. And this resolve comes from the number five, compassion. Number five, compassion arises from number four, love. Love arises from number three, the wish to repay your mother's kindness. And then the wish to repay their kindness arises from number two, recollecting their kindness. And the recollection of their kindness arises from number one, recognizing all beings as your mothers. So these are the seven causes and effects. Yeah. So in order, if you go in order, starting from number one, what is number one? Number one is recognizing all beings as your mother. Number two, then recollecting their kindness. Number three, the wish to repay your mother's kindness. Number four, love. Number five, compassion. Number six, wholehearted resolve. And then number seven is bodhicitta. So, all together, there are six causes and one effect. So the training based on the seven cause and effect personal instructions has two sections: developing certainty about the order of the stages, and then the gradual training. Okay? Developing certainty about the order of the stages has two sections: showing that the root of the Mahayana path is compassion, how the six other personal instructions are either causes or effects of compassion. Okay? And then of those two, number one, showing that the root of the Mahayana path is compassion, has three parts. Yeah. The importance of compassion in the beginning, the importance of compassion in the middle, and the importance of compassion at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something you should read on your own. You should read because it's not difficult, right? It's just talking about giving the reasons why great compassion is important in the beginning, middle, and at the end, yeah. And then subsequently, then there's an introduction those different elements that make up this instruction. So, man, the instructions for generating bodhicitta, such as this one, the seven cause and effects instruction, is easy to understand. Yeah, but difficult to practice. Yeah, right. Very difficult to practice. Difficult to actualize. When you talk about emptiness, of course, even just to get an understanding of emptiness itself is challenging. It's very challenging, very difficult. But it said that the realizing emptiness is easier relatively than bodhicitta.
So which one you want? You want to listen difficult one? You want to? What did that is? That you mal lockche that did that kalish that me that did that me mata kashi that. What did that is? That did some shana do. That kazan did lava na shere. Then ta pinje jusum jupje ta le top chumbu sha
Remember the back to the discussion about on the 12 links of dependent arising, right? For the person who changes intermediate state, while in the intermediate state, suddenly I forgot what I had to say. For let's say a person who accumulates a strong karma, let's say, to be born as a human being. Then, so the projecting causes are there. Then the actualizing causes are complete. This incoming imprint is nurtured by craving and grasping. And then one enters into the intermediate state of a human being. If that person changes intermediate state, I think perhaps it would be better to say that For the person who changes intermediate state, all the effects are already completed. That means both the projected effects and the actualized effects. Anyway, this is what I think.
Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you not getting anything out?
So does that mean that the person who does not change in the intermediate state, we can also likewise assert that the effects gets completed in the intermediate state as well?
No.
But if that's the case, then how does one account for the discrepancy between somebody gets the effects completed in the intermediate state and somebody who does not get complete that in the intermediate state?
So if the conditions are present for the person's intermediate state to change, then all the effects are completed. Yeah. So if the conditions for the intermediate state to change is not there, then the effects are yet to be completed.
So if that's the case, then we also can say that the projecting causes and the actualizing causes gets completed in the intermediate state as well. For the change, the new type of rebirth. Right, for example...
New type.
Yeah. When it changes in the intermediate state, you have a new set of projecting causes and new set of actualizing causes.
So are you saying that in the intermediate state, the projecting causes and the actualizing causes are there?
Well, you are supposed, you are in a hell intermediate state. You change to human intermediate state.
Yes.
So you need the projecting causes and actualizing causes to project as a human intermediate.
So in the intermediate state, if the person is about to change intermediate state, of course you have the projecting and actualizing causes. But the projecting causes would have come from somewhere in the past, isn't it? But the actualizing causes have to happen, I guess, during the intermediate state, before he dies, right? And enters into another intermediate state, right?
Okay, so if that's the case, then that intermediate state can be considered one life of the same cycle of the chofling.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry, just to clarify, that means the person actually dies in the intermediate state.
Huh?
12 links, right? He actually dies in the... That's basically what it means, right? The person actually dies in the intermediate state, right?
Yeah.
So for the person to change to another... So the craving and grasping of the next rebirth is during the intermediate state, right?
Yeah.
That's what it means, right? So when we say we do chabdu for somebody...
Huh? The word is called jangwa.
Oh, jangwa, okay. Jangwa for somebody so that they change, yeah. Does that mean that we end up killing the person?
Huh?
The person died.
No more jangwa.
So killing a hell being is not a problem, but killing a yourself is a problem.
你小度那里嘛，小度那里给我们面子，让我们必须去的。谢谢你给我，现在我自己搞起来。可是没可是，就我就开心的。
So you're saying that the practice of Jangwa, the practice of Jang, the successful practice of Jangwa involves killing people in the intermediate state, right? Successful. That's why you have to charge for it, otherwise it's not worthwhile.
Off the user press. So, as you